the intriguing pasuk in this week's parsha when Noach blesses, curses his sons after the strange maisa that happens after the mabul. He says to his to Yefes, Yaftel ukim li Yefes. Hashem should broaden, give a lot of success to Yefes. V'yishkon ba'olei shem. What does it mean, v'yishkon ba'olei shem? So Rashi and most of the Rishonim say, the question is, you know, who's the subject? What's it going? Yaftel ukim li Yefes. Hashem should give this big success and tremendous hatzlacha to Yefes. V'yishkon, and Hashem should be shochen v'olei shem, in which case you have to put like a but there. Hashem should give tremendous success to Yefes, but the Shechinah is only in olei shem. And what we have here is like, it's very fascinating. There are three sons of Noah. Usually we think of the world in terms of good and evil, right? The two sides. So shem is clearly, you know, v'yikach shem v'yefes asimla. Rashi says shem is the one who really is behind the mitzvah. It's really the driving force of the Lishma, the many of the achronim, then the tzimmer of Hirsch of other, and others say he stands for ruchnius. That's the good guy. Chum is clearly the bad guy here. What's Yefes? You know, Yefes is, you know, he has Yafu social Yefes, he has beauty, he has success, he has some basic moral principles. So Rash says, what's about Yaftel from the Yefes? Hashem definitely rewards all those good people out there who are not really in the Derech of the Torah, but they're nice people. The Yishkon B'yol Hashem. But it's nice, you have rewards, but the Shechina ultimately, the Shechina has to stay with shame. The Shechina ultimately says, the Shechina is with Klal Yisrael. Not only that, only in a base of Mikdash built by Klal Yisrael. However, interestingly, I saw in the Netziv, he had a different shot in the Pasuk. Because after all, Yaftel Kama Yefes, there are two beings mentioned there, Elokim and Yefes. He says, Yaftel Kama Yefes, V'yishkon Yefes, Ba'alei Shem, says the Netziv. He says, Hashem is going to bless Shem. Shem's the Torah, Shem will become Klal Yisrael, the Am HaNivchar. Yaftel Kama Yefes. Yefes are those good people who have nice moral principles and a decent lifestyle out there in the world who aren't chum-like. And Hashem gives them atzlacha. V'yishkon be'olei shem. And Yefes, people from Yefes can come. What's olei shem? Olei shem is a base medrash. That's Ohalim, Yoshiv Ohalim. People from Yefes will come, learn the Torah from shem and be influenced by them. And that's the bracha. It's all the bracha to Yefes. It's not a but. It's an and. Hashem will give physical atzlacha to Yefes, and also he'll give Yefes the opportunity that they can go learn from the Svedich from the Torah of Shame, and they can be makarid by Shame, and they could also learn ruchnias. And the Netziv says this is actually an afgamina lemaisa, in terms of the role of the Jewish people in the world. The Netziv says one shot you could have said, what do we see about the role of the Jewish people in the world? That ultimately there are nice people out there in the world, but what's really important is only us. So then Tziv says, no, Yaftel Kim Liyafes, that we have to recognize there are different kinds of people in the world. There are unfortunately chum-like people in the world. There are evil people in the world who are really act in animalistic fashions, and, you know, we just have to try to stay very far away from them, protect ourselves from them, and be very careful of them. But there are also nice people in the world. The nice people in the world are not the ideal. The ideal is ruchniistic people in the world. But he says, what's our job? If we're shame, our job is to appreciate there are these nice people in the world who have potential, who have taken a few steps in the right direction, and then invite them into the base medrash and try to share our values with them, try to teach them the truth so that they can also rise to the levels of ruchnias. And he says, in every generation, there are people who might be from different groups of shame, chum, and yefes, but might go in a different direction and be influenced and join a different camp. And he says, therefore, he ties into the pasuk, says in Yeshaya, that we're supposed to be an or goyim. Says this is the makor of or goyim. Yaftel kim liyefes v'yishkon be'olei shem, that we have to find that potential in the world that's yafeh and that's nice and that's good, but missing ruchnias, and invite them in and teach them the ruchnias that we can bring the world where it needs to be and be an or legoyim, an or to the goyim who are ready to receive this message. And he says that's ultimately our role, to get the world to the ultimate redemption, to make sure to share the olei shem with everyone who's ready to receive it in the world.